The May 7th meeting of the Board of Firearms Permit Examiners is called to order. Good morning. Before we begin, I'm going to explain the procedure that will be followed for this hearing. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of the Connecticut General Statutes. This board's responsibility is to hear the facts of each case and decide whether those facts justify the decision denying or revoking the permit. The decision made by the issuing authority was likely supported by facts known at the time of the decision. But additional facts and circumstances may become evident during the hearing that convince the board that it would be fair and just to change the original decision in order that the permit be issued or reinstated. However, if no additional persuasive evidence becomes evident during the hearing, the board will confirm the decision of the issuing authority. Based on Connecticut General Statute 54-142A, the board cannot consider hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records. Only direct evidence obtained during investigation may be considered in those circumstances. If an applicant has certain felony or other specific convictions on his or her record for which no pardon has been received, or has certain pending felony charges, the board has no legal authority to grant an appeal. According to statute, these hearings will be conducted informally, but in a way that guarantees fundamental fairness, including the right of cross-examination of the other side's witnesses. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and the laws of perjury apply to all testimony. Excuse me. The board takes perjury seriously and will refer cases of perjury to the appropriate authority for prosecution. The Freedom of Information Act applies to these public hearings, so information and documents produced here as evidence may not be excluded from the public. At the start of each hearing, each party may make a very brief opening statement of just a few sentences summarizing its case. The issuing authority goes first and presents its case and calls witnesses who may be cross-examined by the other party. The appellant will then present its case and also call witnesses who may be cross-examined. The board may ask its own questions and may request testimony from additional witnesses as necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof is on the issuing authority and is by a preponderance of evidence. Tie votes go to the appellant. The board's decision will be announced today, and notice of the decision will be mailed to both parties within 20 days. It is the board's intent and obligation to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants. To achieve that, appellants will not be referred to by name or address, but will be referred to as appellant. We ask that everyone here follow the same practice and do not use the names of any appellants. Calling the roll of board members, Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Attorney Cinetti.
Here.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Here.
Chief Rosensway.
Here.
And the chair is here. We will call the roll of cases by case number. So if you do not know your case number, please come forward and get it. Excuse me. 24725.
Good morning, your appellant.
Thank you. Both parties here?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
25013.
Is your name Gordy?
The appellant did not check in.
25288.
Is your name Gordy?
The appellant. 25288.
Is the appellant
here? He did check in.
Is the appellant here for 25288? Okay. 25336. Issuing authority and appellant?
Sorry?
Yes, both
yeah,
of them
both
are here.
Both are here. Yeah. Yep.
Can't hear you back here.
Can't hear you back here.
25254.
Appellant.
Issuing authority?
Ranford is here.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
25245.
Is Groton here? And the appellant did not check in, so.
Neither.
Neither one of, oh, who's here now? Hold on.
There's Bratton.
Is that Bratton here? Okay, thank you, so Bratton is here.
Bratton here, but no appellant?
No appellant.
25-330.
Issuing authority.
Killingly is here, the appellant is going to be late.
Oh, he's here.
Oh, he is here, just checked him in.
Oh, perfect, okay.
The appellant is here.
25-333.
Issuing authority.
Appellant?
Yep.
Okay. 25-247.
Issuing authority.
Thank you. 25-350.
Issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in on that case.
25-258.
Issuing authority.
And appellant.
Is Windsor Locks here?
Yeah, he stood up.
Okay, thank you.
25-305.
Issuing authority.
And appellant.
And the appellant.
25-277.
Issuing authority.
Appellant? Okay, thank you. Everyone who is going to be speaking today needs to be sworn in. So if you're going to be speaking today, please stand to be sworn in.
You need to stand up.
Please raise your right hand, and do you solemnly swear the testimony you will give this day will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth pursuant to charges of perjury, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you.